Well, then why don't we go ahead and move this along? I have 5:15 on my clock. So let's go ahead and call the meeting to order of the North Avenue River Forest TIF District Joint Review Board. So it is 5:15 p.m. on Wednesday, January 12th, 2022. Although there is no quorum for JRB meetings, I will call the roll. Village of River Forest.
Here.
Cook County. River Forest Township.
Here.
Triton Community College District 504. River Forest Public School District 90.
Here.
Oak Park River Forest Consolidated High School District 200.
Here.
River Forest Park District.
Here.
Public member Susan Altier. Susan, I see you on the Zoom call.
Yeah, actually, I'm not the public member for this one. I just stayed on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Public member. Yeah, do we have the public member present? Okay, very good. The next item on the agenda is approval of the meeting minutes. Will someone please make a motion to approve the minutes of the January 12th, 2001 JRB meeting for the North Avenue TIF District?
The Village of River Forest will make that motion.
Can I get a second?
Second. 690.
Okay, I'll give that one to Ed. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed, please signify by saying nay. All right, motion carried. If some of this feels like deja vu for you, hang in there with me. The next item on the agenda is the overview of the TIF district, the North Avenue TIF district annual report and activities. Rosemary McAdams, the Village's Finance Director, will provide you with a brief overview of what occurred over the previous reporting year. Rosie, I will turn it over to you.
Thank you very much. Obviously, there has been not much action in the North Avenue TIF. We did not receive any incremental tax revenues until actually this fall. So last year's report shows no incremental taxes, slight interest, but that is actually from a loan that the village's general fund gave to the TIF to for legal expenses and stuff. So they haven't spent much, obviously, to date on an accumulative total of revenues of expenses to date. So it's there's not much to tell. We have a few legal fees. The EAV for this TIF, it went up just over $3.7 million. So that's a good sign. Even though we thought it was going to be reduced, it went up. This year, we have received about $342,000 in incremental revenues into the next fiscal year, but nothing last year. That's about all I have to say about the North Avenue TIF. Lisa, any comments?
Sure. Just turn my microphone back on. Just as I noted with the Madison Street TIF District, the village continues to explore potential development opportunities. The Economic Development Commission works closely with village staff and is in the process of reviewing the primary and secondary development opportunities that are identified in the comprehensive plan to determine what some potential development opportunities are in the North Avenue corridor, but I have no specific projects to report at this time. Are there any questions on the North Avenue TIF report? All right, hearing none. The next item on the agenda, it was Joint Review Board question and answer period. Are there any questions? Okay, public comment, we have no one signed up to speak. Is there anyone on the call who wishes to address the JRB at this time?
This is Susan. I guess my only question is there a public member from North Avenue? Because I don't remember there being one last year either.
I was looking at a note.
That's a good question. What, Robbie?
I thought he appointed someone. I just can't remember who it was.
I do too. I feel like there was someone.
says public member. Okay, let's look at the October 7th meeting. Sorry.
I feel like we wouldn't have let it sit without a public member. Not we, but powers that be.
One second more. Of course, now my computer is.
Oh, no. Always slow when you want it to be fast.
Yeah, because I was just looking at the minutes from the last year's meeting, and it says the public member was present, but it doesn't give a name. And then it says absent public member.
No, there. I'm trying to find the minutes from the
2020 meeting.
Well, I'm trying to find the. Okay, so we had January. What was it? January 13th.
Last year it was January 13th. Hang on, I'm pulling those up as well.
So, of course, I can't find it on here, but I'm trying to find those. I was trying to find that packet.
Yeah, give me one second, Rosie. I'm pulling it up on my computer as well.
I know I'm going back to and looking at like distribution lists and stuff.
In 2018, it was Karen Santelli. Let me check 2020.
Yeah, I've got the same thing. Somebody Santelli. Yeah.
In 2020, it was Karen Santelli. Let me check 2021. Yeah, I think the, in fact, maybe what we could do is go back and amend the minutes. I think there is a mistake on the minutes. I don't think the member, public member, was present last year at the meeting.
I think I made the motion to approve, so I'll amend my motion to reflect the amendment.
Okay. Ed, are you willing to agree and second that motion?
I suppose so. The
minutes. Thanks, Ed.
I could be talking.
All right. We'll do a quick voice vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Of the amendment, aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Okay. Thank you all for that. So the last record I have is that the public member is Karen Santelli, but Susan, that's we'll just follow up with that and make sure that the residents up there are looped in and made aware of everything that's going on.
Yeah. And thanks for raising that.
Sure.
Okay. Next item on the agenda is to confirm the next meeting, which is Wednesday, January 11th, 2023, 5:15 p.m. for the North Avenue TIF District meeting. All right, and our final agenda item is a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second, River Forest Park District.
Carla and Mike. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Closed. All right, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you all very much.